Now, welcome onto the call, the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A very hard-fought and well-played game. Your team down at Elon on Saturday, you come up a little bit short, 28-26 in that one. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, I mean, it was a very good game, and I think, you know, we got to give a lot of credit to Coach Trisciani and the Elon team. They did an outstanding job, and really what they did is they forced us to execute in all areas. And having saying that, there's some things we did well, but there's some things, there are too many areas that we hurt ourselves during the course of the game, Rob. You know, offensively, I thought we moved the ball pretty well at times. You know, Jaden Sheridan had a big day for over 100 yards, and Dymir Miller at the receiver had 11 catches, had a big day as well. But ultimately, you know, when we got down into the red zone, we came away empty three different times. And against a good team, a good defense, you know, you really can't do that. And then on the other side of the ball, defensively, they had 59 plays in the game, and five of their plays made up 60% of their total output for the day. And that means there's big plays in there. And everybody knows that big plays are backbreakers for a defense. Other than that, we played very well at times, and we just weren't consistent enough throughout the course of the game on either side of the ball, you know, to come away with a win. And that's offense, on defense, and on special teams. You know, we missed an early extra point, caused us to go for two a little bit later on, you know, and then we found ourselves in a position where we were kind of chasing points the whole day, you know, and mm-hmm. against a good defensive team, that's going to get you in trouble.
Question this morning from Steve Elson. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
As you look back and kind of analyze the game, the long plays given up by the defense, particularly the long pass plays, is there a common thread you see in them?
Other than their long pass plays, probably not. One was probably against one of our most experienced defensive backs, a fifth-year player at the corner position, who just kind of didn't practice really good eye discipline on the play and lost sight of the receiver. Another one was against a freshman who's starting in the secondary now. And again, he got a little bit too aggressive on a double move and they were able to run by him. So I don't think there's a common thread there, Steve. I think they were all slightly different. The common thing is that they were all big pass plays for chunks of yardage that unfortunately all ended in the end zone.
And obviously kind of lost in the outcome was the game that Dymir had. Can you just talk about the season he's having? I mean, he's right at the top of really all the national receiving categories and seems to be really consistent this season.
Yeah, he's an outstanding player, a very dynamic player. I think he had 11 catches on the day for just under 150 yards. He also had a rushing attempt that went for 65 yards. You know, there's very little that Dymir cannot do. And we ask him to do an awful lot. He's playing a lot of plays right now, arguably maybe slightly too many. But he's so dynamic when the ball's in his hands that you, as a coach, you want him in the game and you want him on the field. And our offensive staff does a great job of finding creative ways to get the ball to him, whether it's running the ball, throwing the ball, different types of routes, different concepts each week. And, you know, he shows that he can handle all that.
And just one more from me, the missed PAT obviously really hurt. You've had five missed PATs, I think, this season. Is that just a byproduct of breaking in a freshman kicker, or I don't know, is there anything that can be done there?
I would like to think it's a byproduct of a freshman kicker. I think sometimes, you know, his mechanics are just slightly off. He just hasn't developed the timing and the consistency that you need on the college level as opposed to the high school level. I think, you know, he's speeding things up and sometimes he rushes himself a little bit. And that seems to be when he gets in trouble, because there's not a common thread on where he's missing. He's missed them to the left. He's missed them to the right. So, you know, he's kind of all over the place. He just needs to get a lot more consistent, you know, with his footwork, with his approach, and with his timing. And I think once he does that, he'll be fine. But it's taking him a little bit longer to settle in than we had hoped.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Kevin, I want to touch a little bit more on the defense. As you said, most of the damage was done on those four big plays. Other than that, you were able to get five sacks. You held them to under 100 yards rushing. Did you like that part of what happened defensively? And, you know, again, other than the big plays?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I thought, you know, if you take away the big plays, which we know we can't do, but if you did, you know, that's a heck of an effort by the defensive guys, you know, play in and play out. They were playing really strong. We were formidable against the run. We did a good job of getting after the passer. And when we didn't sack him, we were rushing him and making him throw before he wanted to throw. But unfortunately, you have those five big plays that stand out. And, you know, two of them were right in the first quarter. They jumped out to a 14-0 lead. And, you know, now we're playing from behind the rest of the way. I will give our kids credit, you know, on defense and on both sides of the ball. We went in at halftime. We settled down. And, you know, after going down 14-0 to start, we really played pretty good football after that, you know, coming back and scoring 26 points to their 28. And it was just unfortunate that we have those big plays. And, you know, and that's not an excuse. You know, if you're going to play good defense, you can't give up chunks of yardage. Our players know that. Our staff knows that. And that's an area we have to get better at.
Offensively, you touched on it, the trips into the red zone. You got stopped twice on fourth down, once in the second quarter, once from the 2, once from the 12. How much of that was a factor of being down at the time? And then you guys have been extremely good on fourth down all year. I think you've made 19 of them or a big number this year. But just talk about that, the decisions.
Well, as you said, you know, Rob, you know, I guess the question is in there is that, you know, why didn't we kick field goals on those? Well, you know, all season long, we've been aggressive when we get down in the low red zone. Yeah. We had the ball on the 2-yard line. It was fourth down. We feel very good about our goal line offense with Sony Ento carrying the ball. We've been highly successful on it all year. And I just got to give Elon a lot of credit. They came up with big defensive stops down there that kept us off the scoreboard. And there was another one that was just outside the red zone. I believe it was on the 29 or 30-yard line. Where they had a key stop as well. So you got to give them credit for coming up big in those situations. And, you know, we've got to continue as a coaching staff to find ways to do a better job.
Looking ahead to Saturday, your team is back on the road playing a good William and Mary team that offensively certainly has a powerful running game. What do you see on that side of the ball from the Tribe?
Well, as you said, they've got a very, very good running game. They're an experienced group. They have 10 upperclassmen that start on the offensive side. They present a lot of pictures to a defense between personnels, formations, motions, shifts, all of those type things. They have two quarterbacks in the game a significant amount of the time. And you really have to have very, very good eye discipline on defense. If you get caught up trying to follow the motions with your eyes or where the second quarterback's lining up, you're going to get hurt by that. So you've got to have good eye discipline, and you've got to be able to sustain your tough play against all the weapons they have. You know, in addition to the two quarterbacks, they have talent at the receiver position. They have a group of tight ends that play an awful lot and do a very good job, and they have a running back who's averaging just under 100 yards per game. And you know, he's a guy that didn't start the season in that position. So, you know, they present a lot of challenges to a defense. And, you know, you've got to come up with a plan on that side of the ball that your players are going to have confidence in, but also that they can operate with some discipline, or else you're going to get in trouble.
Their defense has been ranked among the top ones in the country all year long. You've had a very high powered offense. What challenges do they present for your group?
Well, they've got an outstanding defense. I mean, they give up points very grudgingly. I think they're averaging maybe 16 points a game against, which is ranked in the top five in the country. They're giving up 200, and I think it is 60 yards per game total offense. And they do a great job. What stands out to me is the amount of negative plays that they have. You know, they've got two guys in their front line who, you know, they have 22 tackles for loss between the two of them. They have 15 sacks between the two of them. So they're very aggressive. They're very talented. And then they've got two really fine linebackers, guys on their team who are, I think, in their top three in tackles, if not the top two, and a safety who's very active in both the run and the pass game. Number 7 back there from the secondary, he makes an awful lot of plays for them. He gets himself involved in the run game. And then the two linebackers, 19 and 4, I think it is, do an outstanding job as well. They certainly make it hard on an offense. You're gonna have to earn every yard you get.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the time, as always, Kevin. Safe travels to Williamsburg, and we'll talk again next week.
I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.